Welcome to lesson 27, appropriate delegation. At first glance, it might seem easy to delegate. Make a list of tasks you want to offload and then assign them to somebody else. Then again, maybe making the list is still causing you panic attacks. Not to worry. This lesson has you covered. Now, hopefully, you have already made that list of tasks you'd like to offload, either because they're easy to teach someone else or because you really dread doing them even though they need to be done. If not, you need to stop here and get that started. Otherwise, you've got nothing to delegate. If you're ready to start delegating tasks, then let's start with the first thing you need to know. You're not just delegating a task. You're delegating an outcome. When my kids were younger, I couldn't just tell them to clean their room. Of course, I learned this the hard way. They'd spend half the day playing in their rooms, moving things around, but never really cleaning anything. Piles moved from one side of the room to the other, or worse, under the bed. The funny thing is that they always seemed to think I wouldn't look there, even though I always did. And it wasn't that my kids weren't capable of cleaning their rooms. It was that I delegated a task, not a result. When that changed, everything changed. I got very specific about what I meant by clean room. Toys needed to be picked up and put in their proper locations. Beds made. Nothing hiding in closets or under beds that didn't belong there. Broken toys and items had to be thrown out or given to me for repair. And I had to be able to walk from their door to their bed without tripping over or stepping on anything, and I could take any path I wanted to get there. And they had to do all this in 2 hours or less because I wanted to take them out for the afternoon, and if their room wasn't clean, they weren't going anywhere. Now, at first, I bemoaned the fact that I had to be so specific. Like, couldn't they tell by looking at the rest of the house how I wanted things to look and feel, what clean meant? Why did I have to be so specific? Why did I have to ask them every single week to do this, do that, make it do, no, don't put it there, move it over, oh, and then show them how to do things? It was so frustrating. Well, here's the thing, and it applies to any task you delegate. Your definition of task completion may not match theirs. So if you want a result that matches your definition, you need to share it with them. You need to be specific. Now, I didn't care if my kids had military corners or could bounce a quarter on their beds, but I did care if there was clutter on the floor. And they didn't. That was the problem. So if I said, clean your room, and they went in and made any sort of improvement, they considered it clean to their standards. So I had to adjust their standards. And the same goes for you. You've got to make things exceptionally clear so that there's no mistaking the result that you want. Otherwise, it could take 3 times longer than necessary to get what you wanted in the first place. You're delegating a result, not a task. The task or collection of tasks, which is more often the case, only support getting the end result. Clean your room isn't a task. It's multiple tasks depending on the condition of the room. You may need to clean the sheets before you can make the bed. You may need to remove dirty laundry, pick up and put away toys, or any number of other tasks that all go into having a clean room. So take a look at one of the things you'd like to delegate. What is the result that you want from delegating that to somebody else? What is the outcome that you're looking to achieve? If you're starting your delegation at home, for example, and you want to hire a housekeeper to come in a few times a month to clean the house, what exactly do you want them to do? What rooms do you want them to clean? What areas of each room do you want them to clean? Do you want them to do windows? Will they do dishes or sweep or mop or remove clutter? Knowing the specific outcomes helps you know who to hire for the job. Many house cleaning companies won't even touch your clutter. They'll just clean around it. But a maid may do dishes, clear clutter, and even make meals from time to time. So don't lead yourself into disappointment by being unclear about your goals or finding the right person to do the wrong job or the wrong person to do the right job. And it may seem like a little overkill to get so specific. But the more specific and detailed you can be, the easier it is for somebody to know when they've achieved the goal. And it's easier for you to know when they've missed it. It's also easier, and this is the kicker, to create a process document that defines the goal and gives them specific instructions on how to achieve it. Here's another reason why it's important to delegate the outcome and not just the task. Suppose you've been doing something a certain way for years, and the person you delegate to can find a faster, easier, and cheaper way to get the same result. Would you be open to trying it their way? If you're like most people I know, the answer is yes. Delegating often means passing off things you don't like, that take up too much of your time, or that you're just not good at. So it makes sense then that the person taking on this outcome might know a little bit more about it or just be better at it than you. So let them do their best work, so long as it's legal, and don't get caught up in the specifics of how they're going to get it done, unless that's key to making sure that the outcome turns out the way you want it to be. Just make sure that if they do make changes to your process, that they document those changes so that the next person that takes on that assignment can do the job just as efficiently or effectively. Or in case you have to step in and pick up the slack, you can follow their process and get the same result that they do. Delegate outcomes, not just tasks. When you've got a collection of assignments to delegate, it might make sense to bring on a team member to support your business. Now, an occasional one-off thing may be something you can pass off to anyone, but if it's a recurring assignment that plays an important role in keeping your business running, it makes sense to bring on one or more support people to fill out your team. As I mentioned before, that doesn't have to mean hiring an employee or bringing anybody on full-time. Instead, it's about creating a position that fills a role in your company versus a job description that may sound attractive but doesn't do anything to move the business forward. Inside my company, my current job title for my virtual assistant is marketing assistant. Why? Because they assist with the marketing. The goal is to transition her from assisting with just the marketing to managing more of the projects on the team. And at that point, we'll have a new marketing assistant and she'll become the project manager because she's managing the projects. I'm not very creative with these job descriptions, but that's the role I want her to fill. And it includes a lot of different functions and tasks. But the outcome, the result, is that she is the one managing the internal activities of the company. She is empowered to make decisions based on the information and specifications I've given her for the projects. Her goal then is to make sure those things get done. So how do we translate that into your company? Look at the tasks you're wanting to delegate. How are they related to each other? If you have a bunch of financial tasks, maybe you're hiring for a financial assistant. If the tasks are kind of all over the map, then a general VA may work, but also recognize that you may have to find more than one person to fill those roles. As my company grows, the plan is to bring on an online business manager to oversee the project manager and team assistants inside the company. That way, somebody else is doing most, if not all, of the training and the day-to-day tasks of the company that need to be done, but don't need to be done by me in order for the company to derive the benefit. Your team needs to support the queen bee role of your company. And we've talked before about the run like clockwork principles, like the 4D matrix. The QBR, or the queen bee role, is the single most important activity of your company. It's the thing that keeps you in business. For Apple, it's integrating design and tech in all their innovations. They wouldn't be Apple without the sleek design and deceptively simple interfaces on their tech. For us here at Creative Freedom HQ, it's creating entertaining and informative content for creative entrepreneurs. But for me as a musician, it's presenting inspiring original music and original jazz style interpretations of pop tunes. While other things need to be done to keep the business running, if we don't do those things, we no longer have companies. Okay? It's all about the content for me. But here's the other kicker. I don't have to be the one creating all the content. In fact, one of my goals is to hire a copywriter to help craft the episodes of the show and to collaborate with other musicians to create the music. My personal job then is to be the face of all that content, to perform it, to present it, to deliver it. But anybody could be creating it so long as it meets our definitions and specifications. Quality, informative, and inspiring content is the queen bee role of my companies. Everybody in my company needs to be able to support that role, either directly by helping to create it, or indirectly by doing the other necessary tasks of the business that would otherwise take me away from creating content, which is the queen bee role. If I can't draw a straight line to how that person helps support the queen bee role of the company, then we've got a problem. So your assignment is to look at your tasks that you want to delegate and find the patterns. Then figure out your queen bee role. I've put a link in the bonus section to help you get more clarity on that. What's the single activity, not the person, not the product, the single activity that makes your business what it is? Now, for many creative entrepreneurs, it's going to be the content that you're creating, okay? But that's not always the case. Maybe it's the way you do things. Zappos isn't about shoes so much as it is about extraordinary customer service. Spend time thinking about what your company's QBR might be, and then look at the tasks that you need to delegate. Which of those is going to be both easy to delegate and directly contributes to helping your company serve the queen bee role? That's where you start. Then create a job description outlining the outcomes that you want your new team member or team members to accomplish. Armed with that, you can then post your job listing on any number of online sites or just start asking around. Ask your network for qualified referrals for this position that you're trying to fill. I know that sounds easy and it might even sound overwhelming, but if you take it step by step, you can get there. In our next lesson, we're going to complete and recap the creative freedom business model by putting together the last piece of the puzzle, the delivery or the how of your business model. And I will see you there.